KTX 98.9, your Austin music experience. We are live in Studio 1A with Phosphorescent and a live studio audience. Well, we're going to get to talking about a lot of stuff. Phosphorescent is going to be playing tonight at Emo's with Liz Cooper and the Stampede opening. Doors are at 8. Tickets and info are at Emo's Austin. They've got a new record out called C'est La Vie, and I'd love to hear some music from that, and then we will talk. So what are we going to hear first?
You got it. We're going to play a song called New Birth in New England. Sitting at a bar in New England, I was thinking about another beer. They had a lady playing on the piano, hey, I was liking how it got to my ears. Say, hey, I like it when you play that piano. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So while I'm sitting at a bar in New England, she said, don't I know ya, honey, don't I know ya, honey, don't I know ya, and I don't I know ya, honey, don't I know ya, honey, don't I know ya. Hey, well, the very first time I laid eyes on ya, your mama burst into tears. Hey, we were shaking in the medical basement, everything was all in the rear. I was staring like a fool at the camera, yeah. Just saying, honey, what are you doing here? It was the very first time I laid eyes on you, honey. Your mama burst into tears. I said, don't I know ya, honey, don't I know ya.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Phosphorescent live in Studio 1A here. We have Matthew Houck on vocals and a gigantic band. We're going to talk about the new record here in a second, but could you first introduce the band to us?
Yes, I can. That's Scott Stapleton over there on piano. Woo! Kelly Doyle here on guitar. Mr. David Torch back there on percussion. Christopher Showtime Marine on the drums. Rustin Braggall playing the bass guitar. And Joe Shornicroft playing the organ over here.
And like I said, that's Matthew Houck on vocals. You guys sounded so good. What a great song. And I have to say, as a parent, on your website, you have all the lyrics to all the songs that you can read. I was catching up on them right before I came in here. And that second verse where you talk about like the birth of one of your kids, it was like, whoa, man, it made me want to cry, even though it's a joyful song. So,
yeah, exactly that.
I mean, it's been 5 years since your last record, and a lot has happened in the interim, right? Like, there's a big move. You got married, had some kids.
Yeah, had some kids, did some moving.
I mean, and how did that kind of come out in this new record, C'est La Vie?
Yeah, I mean, it's, they're a big part of it. I mean, it seemed, you know, they're definitely in all of the songs now, somewhere or another, you know. But yeah, moving to Nashville was a big, leaving New York was, you know, a big thing. And then I got to Nashville and for some wrong-headed reason decided to, that Nashville maybe needed another studio. So I decided to build my own instead of using any of the thousands that are there. Started making this record, which then became kind of maybe a couple years of building and then about a year of working on music. So it was kind of a lot of non-musical building.
That's a long way to go to make a record, man.
Yeah, it was a long way.
Well, before you settled down, before you got married and had kids, I mean, did you have a different vision of what it would be and how it would affect your creative process?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was terrified of that. But, you know, it turns out, they're delightful.
Yeah. And they actually give you a lot to talk about, which is interesting. And I did happen to see that you're touring with your kids right now, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they're here. Are they in the room? No, they're not in the room. Yeah, they're around. They're doing something out there probably.
So how's that going for you guys so far?
Good. Yeah. we're really a couple of days in. I've grown comfortable with a sort of base level of exhaustion, I think, at this point in my life, regardless. So I can cruise on that.
So if you're going to be exhausted, you might as well be exhausted with your kids.
Might as well go whole hog, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this new record has a lot to do with your family, you said, and I think you've got another song for us that is really specifically about your son.
Yeah, that's right. I'll play that one.
Okay.
It's a song called My Beautiful Boy. Thank you. not as long as I'm standing here, my beautiful boy.
Phosphorescent live in Studio 1A with the song from their new record, C'est La Vie, that was My Beautiful Boy. That was a beautiful song. Thank you guys
Thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
The band will be playing tonight at Emo's Liz Cooper and the Stampede Open. The doors are at 8 and tickets and info are at emosaustin.com. And I'm actually going to get out of here. I'm going to go back on the radio, but they're going to play one more song for our studio audience. You'll be able to find that on the internet within the next day or so. I want to thank Cliff Hargrove for mixing today's Studio 1A. Our front of house is done by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew today is Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, assisted by Emery Weaver, Salvador Castro, and Hannah Edelman. And as always, our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Thanks again, guys. Have a great time.
Thank you very much.
This is KETX 98.9, your Austin Music Experience.